Well, climate research has provided a lot of information on how climate is likely to affect things like global temperatures, water resources, and farming, agriculture as well. But now some scientists are calling for a greater focus on human beings, you and me, for example. Well, that's because people's capacity to adapt to the consequences of climate change has a lot to do with the composition of local populations. Orea Mutaraki is co-author of an article putting forward this point. And she told Joanna Bostock that researchers need to consider not just the size of human populations, but also data that is already available on other characteristics.
The example of the characteristic that we are quite sure that we can predict are age, gender, and educational level. So we know, for example, when it comes to the vulnerability to climate change or natural disasters, we know that people of different age groups would be vulnerable to different type of climate change. So children would be more vulnerable to diseases such as malaria, for example. The elderly are more vulnerable to heat wave. And we also know that people with higher level of education tend to have higher adaptive capacity. They have lower mortality or lower injuries from natural disasters. So when we know who are they going to be in the societies, then we sort of can link it also to adaptive capacity to climate change.
You said that scientists already know certain things. This is linked, as far as I understand, to research that's actually already been done in areas, for example, in Asia, which have suffered from severe flooding or tsunamis. So you're saying that a lot of information is already there?
Yes. So in general, especially if you look at reports, when they predict the impacts of climate change, the population component is there, but we're trying to say that it matters also to consider beyond the population size. And then we already have the data ready to be used.
Why is it that education is so important in determining a community's resilience to disasters?
So we're roughly talking about secondary level of education. So that's roughly about 9 years of education, something that goes beyond the primary level. We think it's very important because you improve your cognitive ability, you know, your skills, your problem solving skills, you are able to anticipate better the risk. The highly educated, they don't have to experience disaster to be able to know that disaster is risky and you have to prepare for it. What we found in our studies in the Philippines and Thailand, the highly educated without disaster experience, they are also more likely to be prepared for natural disasters.
The whole point that you're making is that this kind of data, which is already available with a certain amount of input and analysis, useful plans can be drawn up.
What's happening now for the investment in climate change adaptation tend to be on hard adaptation, meaning, you know, you construct seawalls or dike, which is important, but it's less flexible because you never know how high the seawall you have to build. We want to say that apart from investing on hard adaptation measures, why not try to invest also on human capital? Improving the level of education in the society, it's a good thing because it's something that stays with you. If disaster happens and you have to move somewhere, this quality is with you.
That was Raya Mutarak of the Vienna Institute of Demography and the International Institute of Applied Systems Analysis. And she co-authored the article with Wolfgang Lutz, director of YASA, World Population Program.
FM4. Reality check.